It's the Rat Race. Time for today's No Sweat News. We're going to start you off with coronavirus No Sweat News. Dateline England. And on Friday, we'll do a quiz on this. So remember this story from England. As the big English swingers convention known as Swingfest. Okay, it's not the most creative name in the world. I mean, I could think of some other names for a swingers convention, most of which I can't say on the air, sadly. Stupfest, how about that? The big English swingers convention, Swingfest or Stupfest. The Swingfest is going on as scheduled this weekend at an S&M dungeon club in Hull, England. Only thing is, this year, because of COVID, no sex will be allowed. Well, come on. I mean, how do you have a swingers festival without the swinging? It's the No-Stupfest. Well, that doesn't sound like fun at all. Now, we come back to the United States for story number two. A company is looking to hire a Karen to write judgmental product reviews. Dehumidifier critic is looking to hire a Karen. So if you take pride in being self-centered, you are stuck in your own world, you only care about yourself, and you have a loud, angry demeanor, then you should go to their website, the Dehumidifier Critic website, because they want to hire a Karen to be a bitchy reviewer for their website. We're currently recruiting a woman to write 3 honest reviews a week, as well as be the voice and authority behind our Call a Karen service, which actually that sounds like something that could be fun. And finally, for the dumbest human being on the face of the planet, over the weekend, we go to Florida, capital of the No Sweat News, 27-year-old Herbert McClellan. Come on down. You are the dumbest person alive. Went to a Speedway gas station in Clearwater, Florida, 2 a.m. Saturday morning. When the clerk was distracted, he reached over the counter and grabbed a stack of lottery scratch-off tickets worth about $100. And then he ran. Herbert came back to the store a few hours later to cash in for his winnings. $30 he scratched off in winners. The employees immediately recognized him as the guy who stole the lottery tickets and called the police. The dumbest human alive. So we'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz. And that's how it starts out. Welcome back, No Sweat News. Welcome back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.